And that scripture says, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The heavens and the heavens belongs to God himself. But the earth, the Bible tells us, he hath given it to the children of men. Hallelujah. The earth has been given to you and I. Say to yourself, the earth has been given to me by God. Say it one more time. The earth has been given to me by God. One more time. The earth has been given to me by God. Hallelujah. The earth has been given to us, the children of men. So we have ownership. Praise the Lord. But the heavens is the Lord's. If the earth has been given to us, then we have authority to influence it because we are in ownership. Praise the Lord. What you own, you can influence. Amen. What you own, you can control. If it's yours, you can control it. What is yours, you can gain mastery over it. Praise the Lord. But because we know that our God is in heaven, for when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he said, pray in this manner. Our Father, who art where? In heaven. And the scripture tells us that the heaven, even the heavens, belongs unto God. Hallelujah. So to influence what is on the earth, heaven must be notified. Praise the Lord. Because power belongs unto God. And for us to bring about any change, any transformation whatsoever on the earth, we must get the power of God involved. Praise the Lord. We must get the power of God involved. Heaven must be involved. Praise the Lord. So God has the power. We have the access. Praise the Lord. We have the access. So when we pray, what we are doing is giving heaven access to influence the earth. Whatever change, whatever turnaround that we desire here on earth, we are the ones that give heaven access to release that power to bring about the transformation. Praise the Lord. Dr. Miles Monroe, may his soul rest in peace, made a statement. He said, God without man will not do anything. And man without God cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. I'll say it one more time. God without man will not do anything here on earth. Praise the Lord. Because the earth he has given to the children of men. He's given it to you and I. Let them have dominion. over all the works of my hands. Praise the Lord. So the dominion is with us. So without God, without man, God himself will not be able. So if man does not give God access, no matter how powerful God is, hallelujah, you can't bring about any change. You can't bring about any transformation. Praise the Lord. That's why no man will get born again unless by the power of God. The status quo remains until we give access to God to do something. Praise the Lord. And this is why prayer is so important. This is why prayer is the culture of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. If you shut your mouth and don't pray, then your destiny is locked up. If you want progress, prosperity, you want peace, you want purity, whatever it is that we want to bring about on this earth, we are the ones that will give access to God to influence it. Praise the Lord. Without access, the status quo remains, regardless of how powerful God is. Your access is what releases the power. God himself said, if only I could find a man. Can you imagine? In which case, if I don't find, I can't do anything, no matter how much I want. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. In other words, if you don't get me involved, nothing changes. The status quo remains. And how do we get him involved? Through our prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Beloved, you see how important it is for you to pray. And to pray about everything and anything. Nothing is too small. I have discovered in my walk with God, nothing is too small to get God involved in. Absolutely nothing. Things that look to you as being mundane, please get God involved in it. Hallelujah. Things that you do every day that you think that it doesn't really mean anything, still get God involved in it. Get God involved in what you eat. Praise the Lord. Get God involved in taking and having your bath. Many have slept while they were having their bath. Hello? And serious accidents have taken place as a result of it. Nothing is too small to get God involved in. Don't wait until, this is a mighty issue. Then that is when you want to pray. No. Get God involved in what? In everything. That's why we must continue to pray for this nation. Praise the Lord. We must continue to pray for this nation. Many are the plans in a man's heart. Only the purposes of God will prevail. Amen. So if I know that, then I must get God involved. That he should intervene in our affairs. Why? The Bible tells us he is the one that ruleth in the affairs of men. Praise the Lord. So as we are going to rise up on our feet, first of all, today we are going to pray. And pray for this nation. Pray for Nigeria. Many people don't want to pray for Nigeria anymore. And I wonder why. And I discover that a lot of people have lost hope. That there really could be any form of turnaround in this nation anymore. That's why many have taken off. I was hearing on TV yesterday a man that said that on his phone, I don't know, maybe some social network or media or whatever, that all the information that people were sharing, yes, he said he checked and he thought Nigeria, I mean trending, it would be Nigeria because of what was going on. He said he saw that it was Canada. He said, why is Canada trending among, Nigeria, and Nigeria is not trending? So he said he was checking all the messages and everything, and all the messages he was seeing there were people in Nigeria asking for, about, you know, Nigerians who are in Canada, what do I need to do to come to Canada? That was trending as at yesterday. That was the information that was trending. Praise the Lord. It's a sign of hopelessness. It is people saying enough is enough. It is people saying there is nothing that can change here. It's people saying I throw in the towel, I quit. It's people saying this is a cursed place. But nowhere and no people are cursed if access is given to the power of God. Amen. In this same land we will prosper. In this same land we shall be a nation that is enviable in the commonwealth of nations. I prophesy it into this nation in the name of Jesus. I decree, Nigeria, you will prosper. For the earth he has given to the children of God. We are custodians of the land. This land can't fail. If we are truly serving God, if our God has not left his throne, we can't afford to fail. Because this one has been given unto us. So we must allow heaven to have access into our land, that things may turn around in our lands according to the will of God. For thy will be done on us as it is in heaven. Praise God. Rise on your feet. I don't know about you. Now, if you have given up, please sit down. You don't have to pray. But if you want to join people like me, who will hope against hopelessness? Hallelujah. The issue is because a lot of people have not taken ownership of this nation. When you don't have that mindset that you actually own the land, you won't fight for it. Praise the Lord. You will not fight for it. You will not fight for his freedom. You will not fight for his emancipation. You will not fight for his deliverance. You won't fight for his prosperity until you see yourself as the owner. Praise the Lord. You can't own a land now and you say you will not fight for it. Somebody cannot encumber upon your property, wherever it is, in Lagos. And you hear that some people are encroaching on your property, and you are not going to fight to prove to them that you own it. Hello? Hello? Yeah. Some of us, yes, we know how to own and claim ownership over the blessings of God that has been given unto us. Guess what? The land in which he put you is part of the blessing. You must fight for it. You must. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So I needed to give you an understanding today of what you own, so that you are praying with knowledge and with understanding this morning. concerning this land. Amen. Are you ready to pray? Thank the Lord, first of all, for giving you this land. Thank Him. He gave you this land. He gave me this land. He said, this is the land. God brought you here. God placed you and I in this Nigeria. Upon this land, God judged it as the right and the perfect place for you and I to be fruitful, to multiply. Glory be to Jesus. God chose it for us. That in this place, in this land, we will be fruitful. In this land, room will be made for us. In this land, God will be glorified. He placed us here. Thank God for placing you in this land. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this land that you have given us. Thank you, Father, for the authority and the dominion you have given us over this land. We acknowledge that it is ours. We take ownership over this land for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Now, as you are standing, please pick up your Bible. Because we are going to do something now. We are going to pray a prayer of agreement. We are going to agree concerning this nation. Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Are you there? Verse 19. Maybe we'll read 19 to 20 and Matthew 18. Oops. Are you there? Let's read together. 19 to 20. One to go. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. In other words, there must be an agreement before heaven responds. Hallelujah. If two of us shall agree, then heaven will respond. Praise the Lord. If two of us shall agree in this place concerning this land that we own, heaven will respond to whatever we ask. It's such a blank check. Hallelujah. There is power in agreement. Can we agree today, those of us that are here? Thank God the Bible says, if two or three. He didn't say if 30% of the population of Nigeria. Hello? He didn't even say if the whole body of Christ in this nation agree. He said if two or three. If two or three shall agree, do I have brothers and sisters that can agree with me here today concerning this land that we own? For the heaven, even the heavens belongs unto God, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Nigeria belongs to us. We own it. We own this land. It is ours. Hallelujah. And we want to treat it right. By inviting heaven to respond to whatever we ask today. Are we ready to pray? Join hands in twos and threes. Join hands. Sister Tola, come up. Join hands in twos and threes. Now, it is important that you agree. Beloved, when you say you agree, you are not leaving this place today to disagree with this nation. You are not. Please, what we are about to do is very serious. Face each other, the three people or the two people that are holding hands together. Today is a day of prayer. That's why we are here. We came to pray. We came to settle some things in the realm of the spirit to work in our favor in this nation. The Bible says when we pray according to his will, he hears us. And this is the confidence that we have, that whatsoever we ask in his name, he will do it for us. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray concerning this nation. We are going to ask that God will bring restoration of glory into this nation. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace today to obtain mercy and to find grace to help this land you have given unto us. Did your word not declare that if two or three shall agree as touching anything that they ask, anything here on earth, it shall be done for us of our Father, which is heaven. Father, we ask in the name of your Son Jesus, as we are in agreement over this land, Nigeria, let there be restoration.
Amen.
Restoration of your glory.
Amen.
Restoration of peace.
Amen.
Restoration of unity.
Amen.
Restoration of progress.
Amen.
Restoration of prosperity.
Amen.
Restoration of righteousness.
Amen.
For it is written, righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. Father, we ask that righteousness will flood this nation.
Amen.
That peace will flood this nation.
Amen.
That prosperity will flood this nation. In the name of Jesus. Father, we are in agreement, asking that you will frustrate the tokens of liars.
Amen.
And wicked men.
Amen.
In this nation.
Amen.
So that they will no longer continue to perform their evil enterprise.
Amen.
Concerning this land.
Amen.
Father, we agree for their destruction.
Amen.
We agree for their expulsion.
Amen.
We agree for their displacement.
Amen.
From every position of authority in this nation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, hold them in their craftiness.
Amen.
Arrest them in their craftiness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we are in agreement today that the door and the gate to leadership and authority in every local government, state governments, federal governments, we agree today, it shall be shut against wicked people.
Amen.
Everyone that does not have a strong desire for nation building, let that gate be shut against them.
Amen.
We shut the asshole rock against them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shut the gate of every government house against them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
we shut the gate of every parastatal against them. In the name of Jesus, we shut the door of the judiciary against them. We shut the door of the legislature against them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are in agreement as we ask of you that you will bring transformation, reformation into this land. We ask, oh God, that the voice of your people will be louder than the voice of the devil in this nation.
Amen.
Father, we're in agreement for the expulsion and the denial of access to any external aggression upon this land. In the name of Jesus,
amen,
we reject every deceptive influence from any nation outside this nation.
Amen.
We reject it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We reject their craftiness to devour the resources of this nation in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shut the door of the resources of Nigeria against devourers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shut that door against every locust from other nations in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will no longer devour our resources.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we speak restoration.
Amen.
To every facet of governance in Nigeria. Let there be a turnaround.
Amen.
Let there be restoration right now. Let your will be done here in this land as it is in heaven. We declare this land a land of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed in agreement. Put your hands together for Jesus. It shall be done for us of our Father, which is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. Keep clapping for the Lord. Keep glorifying him and thanking him. For he's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or imagine by the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah.